producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Say hello to Ty Bollinger, TMB. Have you come up for air? I mean, the truth about cancer, the months and months and months of intensity, I'm just concerned about the rubber band effect when you can actually relax. And I don't know if you've done that yet, but I'm concerned for you, my friend.
I don't even know what relaxing is. But I have come up for air. And
okay.
We're you know, getting all of the last details to finally ship all of the DVDs.
Wow.
And the books that we sold during the quest, during the global quest, and people were so generous to support us and to be able to help pay for our travels and all of the stuff that we're doing. So we should be shipping those out next week. We're getting a lot of people on Facebook wondering when they're
going to
be shipped.
How is it possible? I can't imagine how it's possible you can turn them around that quick. I mean, it was only a couple of weeks ago that it was airing.
You know, it's taken a lot of work, but, you know, we're almost there with the production on finishing the printing of the books, the printing of the DVDs, all of the logistics. It's just a real headache, but it's worth it. We're getting this information out to people all over the globe, and, man, it's really exciting. I'm getting contacted by medical schools and groups and churches all over the world asking if they can, you know, show the 9-part global quest in their church or in their synagogue or in their medical school. It's great. It's awesome.
Oh, I'm so thrilled. I mean, this is really a sea change from you know, the grassroots, if you will, the real people. And that includes the real doctors that were involved in this, because as we said here, we're not anti-doctor. You know, we feel for the docs that are trapped in the system, but some of them have broken free. Some have broken free at great cost to their profession, their professional lives as well.
Yeah.
And the courageousness with which these doctors appeared in the series is just amazing too, much less the information that they were able to disseminate.
It really is. And the biggest, you want to hear something really cool? One of the biggest things for me is this is like, you know, some people worship sports stars or they worship actors or whatever.
Right.
I don't worship these people, but I look up to Dr. Matthias Rath and Dr. Alexander Niedzwicki over in Netherlands that we interviewed about their micronutrient protocol. And Dr. Niedzwicki and Dr. Rath just contacted me a couple days ago, and they are getting together a group of 50 or so of their colleagues in Europe, and they're going to show the global quest to their colleagues.
That is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Rath has been such a renegade, you know, on this planet. He's been one of the most outspoken doctors in the history of doctors.
Yeah.
And really making links to the IG Farben, the Nazi pharmaceutical cartel, and the breaking up of that cartel and the resulting pharmaceutical takeover of the world here in the United States and elsewhere. And he understands the moneyed interests. The Federal Reserve. I mean, this guy knows stuff about a lot of stuff, and really just astonishing that you were able to get him to participate, because I know you had to, you know, achieve a high bar or jump a big old hurdle to get in with Rath, because he doesn't trust many people.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I mean, it was really difficult to get the interview, but he just supports us 100%, and so does Dr. Alexandra, and it's just, it's like, I'm like starstruck that they want to show the series to their colleagues. You know, it's like if you made a movie and Brad Pitt was in it and he thought it was so good, he wants to go show it to his buddies. That's kind of the same thing here.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, we have no idea how far this is going to reach, but it's in some ways, it's always been out of our hands. As much as the work that you put into it and your team has put into it is extraordinary, there's so much intangible spirit flowing through this that has made this go places where it should not have ever been able to go. And it just, I sit back and I watch it. I'm amazed, and I go to you, TMB. I'm not worthy. It's amazing.
Oh, man. You know, but it was so cool because not only did we get a chance last year to interview Dr. Gonzalez, and I'm so glad that we did. But you know, you've been in. You were with us from the start as well. I mean, you know, you were in the original Quest, and then the Quest continues, and then the Global Quest. So you're like a staple in the Quest. So next time when we go to Mars or Jupiter, you'll be in it too.
From snot-nosed kid to adult with not such a snotty nose in the Global Quest, and it goes to the Universal Quest next. I mean, you know, there are always going to be more people to feature who are gifted healers. There's always going to be more. Not that I want to say, hey, you're not done yet, TMB, but there's more. There's always more. And I just, like I said, I'm so excited and humbled to be part of it and so glad we're on this journey together.
Me too. And, you know, one of the things that we are planning for next year is we're working with some people now, just preliminary stages of getting it subtitled in Spanish and French. And so now, because we've gotten so many contacts from people overseas that don't speak English very well, or they speak English but their friends don't, and they want their, you know, they feel like that the people in their native tongue need to be able to learn this information too. So that's going to be primary for us, is to get it subtitled.
Mm. Cool. So cool. So people can still, I imagine, I don't know if you'll have any leftovers. I'm just thinking, if people are hearing about this now, is there going to be a way that people could still order after the fact?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you can order now, but don't yet, because we are, in order to get the price discount, we had to order more DVDs and books than we sold. And so we're going to go ahead and offer it on a discounted, another 50% discount. I think it's the Black Friday to Cyber Monday after Thanksgiving.
We're going to do another
50% off.
Yeah, that's great news, folks. If you procrastinated and didn't order a Global Quest, we'll get you that information here again, more detail. We still have the links up to it at robertscottbell.com as well. But however you get there and get it. This is the life transformation that's happening, and you're a big part of it. Every one of you listening is a huge part of it as well. TMB, I want to switch gears. Not something we had planned to talk about, because I was Super Don abandoned me because he wants to see the beach, and I'm not going to argue with him. He's never seen the Gulf Coast, and he's on his way to Corpus Christi. But I was talking about the breakdown of the family. There was a big New York Times article. And I talked about it in terms, there's morality arguments, there's ethical arguments, but doesn't it ultimately come down to economics? If the government forces you to, by debasing the currency to such a degree that you can't, one person just can't work, now you have to have two people working, to pay not only for the cost of government, welfare, and warfare, but also to pay for the devaluing of the very Federal Reserve note that you think is a dollar. How much of a role do you perceive that has played in the breakdown of the family in the 20th century?
Oh, I think it's played a huge role. And if you remember documentary filmmaker Aaron Russo, before he died in 2008 or 9, he had cancer, by the way. But before he died, he did an interview, and I think it was an interview with Alex Jones. And in that interview, he revealed a meeting that he had with Nick Rockefeller. And Rockefeller had shared with him that the goal from the very first was to get both parents out of the home, having to work so they could put food on the table so they could pay their taxes, because that gave them a dual benefit. Number one, it gave them a bigger tax base because, you know, the bankers, the taxes go to pay the interest on the note that the bankers loan to our government. So that's where
they never pay back the principal, do they?
No, it's just paying interest to the bankers. So they wanted that. And then they also wanted mom out of the house and dad out of the house, so the family would be broken up, and then they could be good globalist pawns. So that is absolutely what's going on. So the international globalists have a double whammy, you know, a double benefit for themselves, with both parents working and the kids going amok.
Yeah. Now, I realize that you know, many people have different definitions of families, and that's fine. That's the freedom we've all been given. But the reality is, if you're not engaged in raising your own children, a stranger is going to raise them. Unless you have extended family or you live in a community that is very close-knit, whether it's a religious community or whatever it is. And very few people have that because we've been divided and conquered, if you will. Now, our buddy Liam says it's because of the price of oil. We all have slaves. We don't have to work together anymore because it's so cheap, even though we have to work hard to pay off the debt and all that. In relative terms, it's like we all have thousands of slaves in what we can don't have to do to get by every day.
Well, you know, he's absolutely right. We do. I mean, things are so easy nowadays compared to even when we were kids. And when we were kids, Robert, it wasn't difficult. But things mm-hmm. have gotten so much easier and so much more automated that, yeah, I mean, we're living a life of, really a life of kings and queens.
Right.
Even those that are considered below the poverty line in the United States are really living better than aristocracy used to live.
That is a very important point to make here, and that's something historically that's not being taught at all in the government indoctrination centers, aka public schools, and they're not preparing kids, especially mom and dad is not, they're not, for the changes and transformations that are going to occur. And we say this, that the best thing you can do, among many, we could argue there are a lot of things we can do, but one of the keys is to start growing your own food. And some people have said it's like printing your own money. If you're growing enough, it's an amazing thing what you can do.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I think that's just a good start. And you don't have to grow a ton. You can grow in little, portable plants that you can carry. And you can grow in little bitty areas of your yard. You don't have to have an acre or two. I mean, for those that saw the Global Quest, I interviewed Dr. Patrick Quillen, and we went through his yard, and I think he said he had something like 80-plus fruit trees, but he's got like a quarter an acre.
He turned it into a food forest.
Yeah. So it
and that's really
lot.
It was a great example, Ty. I loved a lot of the things in it, but I just kept going back to that and getting hungry every time I saw your interview with him, and you were eating through it all.
Those were some of the most incredibly sweet fruits that I have ever tasted, and I am not exaggerating. I watched that the video of that going back and just mm-hmm. watched my reaction, and I couldn't believe how sweet that stuff really was. I was not acting. I was really shocked that fruits could be that good.
Amazing. And listen, you're growing stuff in your backyard. We're growing stuff now in the back and the front. We've got peppers coming in, some sweet peppers coming in on both the front and the back, which is really cool. Massive quantities of tomatoes for my wife because I'm not a big tomato fan. Although if you make it into a nice sauce, I don't mind. But it started with a lot of hard work at the beginning. We were digging, we were building, but man, oh man, the dividends it pays off, and we're not even getting started. We've just gotten started here.
Yeah,
and I want everybody else.
You were out digging and building and hanging out with the lizards.
I was, yeah. The cat wants to catch them and eat them, or at least cut. Well, I won't go into what cats do, but they'll bring you gifts if you're not careful as you open the door. No, thank you. I didn't want that lizard, but that was very kind of you. TMB, RSB, together again, outside the box. Links are up in the show notes. We'll be back after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockitPocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, TMB, you had me talking about cannabis in a global quest. We both wrote about it in Unlock the Power to Heal. Question is, Ty, should we do a cannabis update today?
I believe we should. I believe we should.
All right, let's crank it up.
Prostitutip on the left-hand side. Prostitutip on the left-hand side. It's time for fun.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
On the left-hand side.
All right, cannabis update time. Mixed news out of Ohio as they vote against marijuana legalization in a landslide vote. And I'm like scratching my head on this one, TMB. 64% of Ohioans rejected this issue 3, and I'm thinking, no, it was the other way around. Why didn't they vote for this? Have you seen the details here?
Well, I haven't read the details, but you were telling me that it's not really as it appears. I was really disappointed when I heard the news today. I was really hoping that it would pass, but apparently it was kind of the way that it would be regulated. Is that what they were voting against as opposed to voting against actually cannabis?
Those in Ohio on the cannabis thing, and there is a majority in Ohio that do want this, I believe, as it's growing everywhere. But the hundreds of thousands of individuals who favored this legalization, they chose to vote against this issue 3. And they did so because they believed the initiative would create what they call de jure corporate marijuana oligopoly, where only 10 corporations with special connections within the state government would have exclusive rights to grow and cultivate the drug. So they said, no, that's not the way we want it to be legalized. So it's interesting that they had a purist streak on this to say, if we want it done right, we're not going to just do it just to do it.
I see. Okay. Well, that makes more sense, and that's a little bit more encouraging than just you know, flat-out blocking it.
Yeah, Tom Angle, chairman of Marijuana Majority, said that Issue 3, and I quote here, was about a flawed measure and a campaign that didn't represent what voters want. Several polls leading up to Election Day showed that a clear majority of Ohioans are supporting legalization, but voters won't tolerate the issue being taken over by greedy special interests. So they're actually a lot smarter than some of you give them credit to be, because if you think they're all a bunch of stoners not thinking this through, they evidently have.
Yeah, you know, I'm reading right below there on the article now. It says Sri Kavuri, who's the head of the pro-legalization group, says the idea that any group or corporation has the exclusive right to grow marijuana and sell it, it's not plutonium. It's an agricultural commodity that should be regulated like one. Okay, yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Let's think about this. Even tobacco, which is heavily regulated, as far as I know, can't you grow tobacco in your backyard garden, or is that prohibited?
I think you can.
Yeah, I don't think there's a prohibition against tobacco. So, you know, something that's highly regulated, even like that, is still allowed. Yet this cannabis plant, they want to be able to legalize it, but say, no, only corporations that have special favors get from government. How do they get those special favors? Well, they paid off the government employees and those who were voted in to represent the people and ended up representing the corporations.
Yeah, listen to this, man. I'm reading the comments at the bottom of the article, and this is from Adam Bajerski. He says, I'm a pothead. I voted no. This was a bad bill. I like it.
Nice. So, again, it goes against the common perception of stoners being, you know, just dumb and out of it. No, they're very engaged in this process. In fact, more so than a lot of folks, as they recognize the danger of the government taking over this plant. You know, not that it already hasn't, but as they start rolling it out and saying, well, no, it's just a plant, and allowing folks to grow their own, which is, again, think of all the things we could salvage by growing cannabis in terms of fuel production, in terms of cosmetics, which we may talk about a little bit, in terms of textiles, in terms of food, of course, nutrition, essential fat. I'm only covering some of them. You know, there were like 25,000 uses.
Well, yeah, and many of the founding fathers grew hemp, and I think it was the colony of Virginia, they had to grow it. It was so versatile that it was required to be grown. So, yeah, not just fiber, not just food, fantastic medicine as well we got in the hemp plant. It's probably the most versatile. I think Patrick Quillen, you and Patrick were the stars of the hemp section in the Global Quest, and I think Patrick said that it's the most versatile plant known to man, and I agree with him.
We just got our 50-gram tub in from Canaway, and Canavest, Canavest, C-A-N-N-A-V-E-S-T, Canavest.com. Stuart Tonk, my buddy, I'm trying to get him back on when he's not traveling to talk more about CBD. We talked about its role in neuroprotection and also in the quest for the cures, how it can prevent reverse cancer. You can get it at Canavest.com, RSB15 will get you 15% off all the products, plus get it from your local mom-and-pop health food store. Those are the companies, the businesses we want to support. Hey, more vaccine bad news on the other side of this break with TMB and RSV together again.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime. While other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Can't get enough of Ty Bollinger? And let's face it, who can't? Well, see him Friday morning in Atlanta. Big conference going on, Cymatics Conference in Atlanta. And you're going to be a featured speaker Friday morning if you're going to be up there. I've got the links up. We posted them to Twitter and Facebook. And we'll add them into the show notes. TMB, updating your presentation with all the new stuff you've learned through a global quest.
I am. I'm trying to update this speech that I've been kind of giving the same speech for the last several years, and I'm trying to make it a little more interesting, and there's no shortage of information, no shortage of new material that I've gotten over the last, you know, year and a half with all my traveling and interviewing. So it's going to be fun. It'll be new, and I won't be quite as smooth as I normally am, so I'll probably stumble quite a bit, but that's okay.
No more Rico Suave.
Yeah, no more Rico Suave, for sure.
Have the hair grease back. You got your cut-off suit, whatever you're going to do. It's Atlanta. You can be redneck. It's okay.
I got my cut-off plaid suit. Yes, I do.
Dude, I just would be up there with you. We'd probably find a way into the Hawks game or something.
We probably would. We probably would. And you just like utter two or three words, like medical issue, blood sugar.
And we'd be in. It's all it takes. All right.
That's it, man.
All right, one more follow-up before we get into the vaccine issue, particularly with pertussis or whooping cough. Mexico, interestingly enough, they've been, you know, a partner in the war on drugs. Of course, it's been a disaster. It's created mayhem and murdering and killing and smuggling and all of this. But Mexico's Supreme Court evidently just opened the door to legalizing cannabis use. I'm shocked because, you know, the drug war has been so prolific, you thought they'd never give up.
Yeah, that's really surprising that they actually are... Now, do they legalize it, or what does it mean they opened the door? What do they do?
Well,
I'm just looking at the article now.
It just says they delivered a pointed challenge to the nation's strict substance abuse laws and adding its weight to the growing debate in Latin America over costs and consequences. So it's not like a binding vote has taken place, but you can see where they're leaning. When the Supreme Court starts saying, whoa, wait a minute, guys, the costs are just too high, which is what a lot of people have been arguing. And even the, you know, on the conservative side, that's always been, you know, war on crime, put everybody in prison. They probably caught up to this faster than some of our liberal friends who have said just everybody should smoke anything they want, because they're saying, you know, the cost is just too great. And it's a human cost as well, because we're talking about nonviolent uses of a plant that God created. And
yeah,
that should be simple.
Yeah, it really is sad when you look at the people that have just had their lives destroyed because they were caught in possession of a plant. I mean, in reality, that's what's happened. You know, I don't remember the percentages. I covered that in my Monumental Myths book, and I've forgotten what they are. But it's a huge percentage of people that are in jail long term for drug offenses. It's well over 50% due to marijuana, and it's a plant. And you know, not violent criminals by any stretch of the imagination.
It's absolutely incredible. But again, inevitably, the world will say, what were we thinking? The people of the planet will go, we really screwed this one up. But in the meantime, I know you're aware, we're aware, we're putting it out there, we've written about it. We'll be updating Unlock the Power to Heal now that TMB is through the worst of it. You know, these coming next couple of months, we've got some new chapters, some revised information, a lot of questions that have come into me about certain things that I wrote to say, I need more information. We're going to put that in there as well. I'm very excited about that, too.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I just made a note here on my little to-do list. Update, Unlock the Power to Heal. I'm going to finally have time to do it, buddy.
Yep, and a lot of it's been sitting there waiting, as we know, but this was too important. A global quest was way more important, and I'm so glad that you've survived it, my friend.
Me too. It was a blast. It really was, and you know, it's really rewarding to just to get the feedback that we're getting now of lives that have been changed and are being changed, and you know, people that are really waking up, and you know, people that if you saw episode one and we went down that rabbit hole of the concentration camps and chemotherapy and the Flexion Report and all that, people love that episode. I think that episode has over 900,000 views now, but I'm not sure.
I was thinking it's going to break a million.
Yeah, it's going to break a million
that.
Before long.
Yeah, that kind of information getting out in that way, I mean, it was so long overdue. And you think, I mean, the risk of putting that one first, Ty, think about it. It's like you don't know. Will people go, oh, my God, it's too much. I'm going to turn it off. I'm never going to watch anything again. But the way it was done, it brought people even more into the fold, and that's just extraordinary. That would not have happened that way 10 years ago.
No, it wouldn't have, and you're right. It really was a risk, and I went back and forth with me, myself, and I for a long while on that one, whether I should go that far down the rabbit hole or whether it was going to be, you know, diminishing returns. It was going to scare people off as opposed to making them more intrigued. But, you know, kudos to the people that want the truth, because people watched that and they couldn't get enough, and they said, we've got to have more of this. So I'm really glad that I decided to dive headfirst down the rabbit hole.
Right. I've heard it said that only the bold and adventuresome shall achieve, you know, these great things. And indeed, you have proven yourself to be that, and the people that have embraced this and are sharing it have done so as well. And when I was traveling up in Minnesota, I had so many of my dear friends for many years, I've known for many years, that watched the Global Quest, and they said there was spirit flowing all the way through that, Ty. Spirit flowing all the way through it. I mean, it was just so blessed. And so it was nice to get, I knew that that's the case, but it's nice to hear it from folks from all over the world. And literally, they were traveling from all over and they were watching it.
That's awesome. I appreciate the good feedback. It was definitely a labor of love for all of us, because we love people. We want the world to know these truths. And, you know, you're a big inspiration to me, and your voice is being heard 6 days a week, Robert. So you keep up what you're doing, and together we're going to tame this beast.
I'm just a little squeaky wheel.
You're not a squeaky wheel, you're a Rico Suave wheel.
Rico Suave. All right, speaking of Rico Suave, we're back with a vengeance. What is it? Pertussis, the whooping cough. Berkeley's head epidemiologist discusses the return of pertussis, and what he reveals inadvertently is very damning to the vaccine religion, even though that wasn't his intent.
What did he reveal to the Church of Biological Pharmaceutical Mysticism?
Well, he acknowledged that the vaccines do not work. He acknowledged that even if you have an antibody to the disease, you can still be a carrier. Okay. And he acknowledged that you can still also be susceptible to the disease that is being carried, and even expressed, if you will. Or what do they call it when it's just kind of sloughing out of you after the shot?
Oh, you shed it?
Shed it, exactly. Yeah. So they acknowledged a lot of these things. And basically they acknowledged that these claims of herd immunity are not what you think they are.
Really? You went into herd immunity as well?
Yeah, even went into herd immunity. And of course, when we interpret what's being written here in one way, the vaccine religionists are desperately trying to spin it in their direction. And it's not going to work. More and more people than ever before are going to see, we were lied to about these vaccines. There are other ways to go. It's not like it's vaccines or bust. And that's another lie that they perpetrate, that, well, it's the best we have, right, with the flu shot, the advertisements for flu shot. Well, we know it's not awesome, but it's the best thing to do, so do it anyway. It works 13% of the time, so do it anyway.
Yeah, it's really crazy, man. You know, it's interesting about pertussis. That's one of the vaccines that I addressed in a couple of the books that I've written. And if you look at the graph of pertussis mortality, it had almost bottomed out before the vaccine was even introduced. So there's no way that the vaccine, the DPT, I don't think it was DPT at that time, but the pertussis vaccine at that time was the cause of the elimination of pertussis or the decrease in pertussis. It was, of course, as John Rappaport mentioned in the Global Quest, you know, sanitation, clean sanitation. We stopped drinking our own poop in the water and so forth. That's what wiped out pertussis as well as many other diseases. But one of the interesting things here that he mentions herd immunity, right? So what exactly, where did herd immunity come from? And if you remember, I think the guy's name was Hedrick, back in the 30s, was studying the measles. And he observed that, I think it's something like, if there was over 68% of the
I don't think it was that high. It might have been just around 50% even. But yeah, it was way lower than it is today.
Yeah, it was way lower. It was way lower. But he observed if they had a natural immunity to it, to the measles, that there was an epidemic. You know, epidemics would not break out. And then somehow over the next half century, some of those priests at the Church of Modern Medical Mysticism, or whatever you call it, right? They adopted that phrase, the herd immunity phrase, but they magically increased the figure from like 50% to 95% with no scientific justification. And then they stated that it had to be 95% vaccine coverage to achieve immunity. So they changed the statistic, and they changed what the real meaning of immunity was from the researcher named Hedrick back 100 years ago. So they just totally made it up.
Yeah, that's the thing. It is. They make stuff up, basically. Now, the question in the article, it's interesting, and we'll link it up. It's linked up in the show notes. But why hasn't vaccination wiped pertussis out? I'm going to read this to you. It says this. You can be immunized and protected against getting the disease, pertussis, but still have the organism in your nose and throat and spread it to others. Or
you can have a very mild illness that is caused by pertussis that causes you to cough and thereby infect others. So the immunity is not 100% from the pertussis vaccine, and what it means is any kind of herd immunity, the way we see, for example, much more powerfully with measles, really can't be relied upon.
Ouch. That comes from one of their own.
That comes from their high-up epidemiologist here. And, of course, that damning paragraph is the one that we can point to in addition to what you said, Ty, that kind of breaks down their house of cards or whatever they're building this thing on a foundation of sand that inevitably would come tumbling down, especially as these scientists reveal what we already know to be factual.
They're catching up to us, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we better keep learning to stay ahead of them.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. It can't last because it's not based in truth. And I know that scientists will say, well, Robert, science isn't about the truth. It's about facts, and it's our interpretation of facts. I know you get technical on that. But ultimately, we understand the concept of truth, even if it can't be applied scientifically. And they have been flat out lying to us about vaccines, about disease, about herd immunity. They don't even understand that it isn't the disease. The germ isn't the disease. In other words, it's the terrain that gives rise to it, the immune system that allows it. And that was about in the quest for the cures, a global quest, all about that. Every doctor in there talked about the terrain at one point or another and recognized it isn't cancer that just jumps on you from nowhere. You create it.
Yeah, yeah. And those doctors in the quest weren't no dummies either.
No. Very smart folks. All right, when we come back, I can't believe we're almost done. This has gone so fast. Taking candy away from Halloween kids. Funny or mean? Jimmy Kimmel is at it again.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave enough to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
And TMB doing the do. What do? We go outside the box every hump day. And Ty, of course, the travel trip. You're going to be in Atlanta this weekend. I wish I'd be up there with you. Say hi to Reggie and the gang from Better Way Health.
We'll do it.
Buddy. And their beta 1,3-D glucan, which we love much to modulate our immune systems. And let's see what else we got to do as we head into the. I don't know what it is. It's already, Halloween season, right? The kid, Ariana
went out. It's already
coming
gone, you know?
Yeah.
It's already coming gone.
I don't know if your kid's trick or treat, but my little girl, who you know, Ari went out. She's 10. She loved it. She went to, with her friend, where they did trunk or treating. I don't know what that is, but they were out there doing that. Then she went out to little downtown, you know, the little city we live in, and they did it with the businesses. She ate none of it. She gave it away. I don't know what happened to all the candy, but it's just the fun for her is doing it. And, of course, we have our organic treats here and things like that. My wife made a beautiful organic pumpkin pie with homemade whipped cream, and it was terrific. So it's not like you can't grab treats, but the thing is, treats made with GMOs, treats made with artificial colorings, flavorings, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that to me, it's poisoning your kids, is it not? Am I being too strong here?
It is poisoning the kids. I mean, GMOs are poison. They cause cancer. If you're eating a lot of candy, I mean, the sugar in the candies is not the same sugar we even grew up eating 20 or 30 years ago. Sugar feeds cancer. Sugar depresses the immune system. It's junk. I mean, it's just, we don't trick-or-treat at our house anyway, but if we did, we would definitely give the candy away because it's poison. And, you know, you think, okay, would you give your kid a little bit of strychnine? I mean, no. So it's poison, so I say stay away from it. There's a lot of things that you can eat that taste good naturally. You mentioned homemade organic, you know, pumpkin pie. There's so many choices. I mean, get a big fruit plate. The girls love just to eat raspberries, blackberries, and blueberries. That's their candy.
Yeah, and those look Halloweeny. They're festive
and colorful. They do. They're colorful.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. But again, we're going to see now the Halloween flu coming out with all the kids that have eaten the sugars and the parents that have eaten it. We're going to see flu on the rise, and it's not because of a virus. Yep, the suppress their immune systems. Exactly right, TMB. You're exactly right. Now, this might be the mea culpa. You know, we took Jimmy Kimmel to task. You know, I'm sure he's not a mean man. Maybe he is, though. I'm not sure, actually. I can't say that. But he might be an okay guy. But, you know, remember when he took on the parents who didn't want to vaccinate? And he just went on and on, and we called him to task for that.
Mm-hmm.
He's I think it was Jay Leno was talking about the hosts that are still out there. And he's like, you know, I don't know if it was him or somebody else saying Jimmy Kimmel's not – don't like him so much because he's kind of mean-spirited in his humor. And I agree. And then this is sort of funny, not funny. Is it mean? It's about taking candy away from kids and watching them cry. And
yeah,
I'm thinking, I don't know. I'm torn about this because I think you're doing the kids a favor in reality.
Yeah, you know, are you going to play any of it, or are we just talking about it? Because
nah,
I watched a little bit of the video.
Yeah. I just, you know, they pretend that they ate all the candy, you don't get any, and of course these kids are just so bummed out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, good thing to take the candy away from the kid. I understand that, but let's not crush them emotionally. You can do things, you can teach them lessons without devastating them.
Yeah, and I think that's the mean-spiritedness of this, and of course it had nothing to do with their health and saving them from that, the horrible candy. Or, you know, it wasn't like, here, we're going to give you another treat that's even better. Nothing like that. It was all about the cruel, how do we get kids to cry and let's laugh at them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, it sounds like something that you would see fifth grade boys doing. I remember when I was about in that grade, there was a couple of guys that were, you know, mentally challenged. And, you know, the mean guys in fifth, sixth grade would do things that would irritate them and just laugh at them. And I never got that. I mean, I'm like, man, these are people that you're mocking. And it looks like kind of the same spirit in Jimmy Kimmel doing that to the kids. I'd say there's other ways that you can go about this.
Yeah, so for me, when we have our show on TV and doing all these fun little things, we might do something like that, but it would be with the replacement of this is better. And your kids are going to love it. And if you don't, you'll get spanked. But that's another no, I'm just teasing, man. So, I highlight this kind of thing because it gives us perhaps an ability to put perspective on the fact that you can still enjoy life, you can have good food, you can have wonderful, delicious food, but it doesn't have to be loaded with GMOs and artificial garbage.
It doesn't. And I, like I said, you know, mentioned earlier, Dr. Quillen's, you taste some really well-grown organic fruits, vegetables, just real food, like Dr. Mercola said, eat real food, and you develop a taste for that.
Yep.
It's like eating candy. Food tastes great. Real food tastes great.
And it does, and I can't wait to have a meal with you. But we're out of time, my friends.
Oh, no.
This has been, I know. It's Outside the Box Wednesday, but it's time to go because, we can't say it enough times, but the power to heal is yours.
It is yours.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.